After watching that performance, you can definitely tell that's not his last time. Show love and love him more. Continue to give him the power that he had when he was reciting. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. So this is the next one. I'm actually going to my personal favorite. This is the sister you all have been hearing for all the poetry slams we've had every year so far. Does everybody know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, wonderful. Well, she's a teacher, she's an activist, she's a very talented poet. She's a leader in her community, she's an inspiration to many sisters. Please welcome with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, Sister Safiya Abdullah.
Time for me to retire after those last 2 months. Y'all feeling good? I know we got started, but we got energy?
Yes.
Really? Do we have energy?
Yes.
Alright. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I heard a sister give a speech one time in Palestine. She used a phrase that kept coming back to me and haunted me. And it's called abnormal normality. And it's a concept that really, when you think about it, most of us live in. Amir said, I am not angry, I am anger. And with those words, my heart split asunder, aware of the danger of words and their power. And everywhere I look, bodies are being put under the ground. No interest ever found as to why all of our young men, especially those spread on the ground, are dying. No, they are lying. They are not dying. They are being murdered by a system whose stem is institutional racism, whose roots go deep into the earth past the heat of the volcanoes of rage of those who know, ready to erupt and send ashes flying, covering us all in the suffocating silence of politically correct thinking. And you have the audacity to ask me, why do we hate? It is you with your policies and platforms that you don't want to discuss that have taught hate. You with your snipers sniping our children in UN schoolyards have taught hate. You with your aggressive policies of seeing targets drawn on our children's chests have taught hate. You with your starvation policies and economic redlining have taught hate. We have merely taught our children to be malcontent. Definition of malcontent? Someone who is not satisfied or content with currently prevailing conditions or circumstances. So we have taught our children to be malcontent, to never be contented and satisfied with bombs falling on our heads at night, a gun in our faces, to never be content to be another number, another statistic, to never be content with preschool to Christmas pipelines, to never be content with roadblocks and stop and frisk, to never be content with forced homelessness caused by policies of relocation, gentrification, or bulldozers and bombs, never be content with the systematic institutionalization of our lack of human value in your eyes. No, we have not taught our children to hate. We have taught them to love their beauty, their humanity, their essence, their skin color, their hair texture, their modesty, their hijab, their prayers, their religion, the very things that you have been taught to hate. You, with your privileged life, think you understand our story, our lives, our experiences, our pain, which you want to edit for public consumption with your ADHD reaction to what is really going on, like a plague. playground bully turned mass murderer, you tell the story and keep out the details of what you did. You expect me to explain the sound bites of limited vocabulary, my language edit out the obscenities you don't want to hear. Genocide, apartheid, occupation, segregation, roadblocks, aggression, Jim Crow, racism, hatred, land station thieves, scorched earth policies, economic terrorism, gentrification, children for jail filled with kids, lack of education. I can't discuss institutionalized, legalized murder, rape, theft, slavery. You edit out our language, our experiences, to preserve your image and heritage. Well, since I'm not allowed to speak, I will shout, Black Lives Matter. Did you hear me? I said, Black Lives Matter. Don't tell me to say all lives matter. When in the history of this country have all lives mattered? Black person is killed every 28 hours by the police. White mass murderers handcuffed aside and taken to Burger King. Black kids 12 years old shot dead within 9 seconds of playing in a park, while black women and native women are arrested and murdered in jail for not being told to stop faking as they lay dying. And you want us to accept our abnormal formalities as reality. We will not accept it because there is nothing normal about occupation, whether by armies or militarized police. There is nothing normal about segregation, economic disparities, educational imbalance, and inequality. You are so busy counting your loss of CVS or a vacant store, we can't even keep count of the names of our dead or in prison. Here, when you tell me to slow down, don't be angry, don't get so emotional, take a deep breath and chill. But I can't read, because the strong arm of white supremacy and racist authority is choking the very life out of me. You tell me to put my hands up and surrender, but that's just so you can get a clear shot. Want us to accept our abnormal normality as reality, to do what you tell us to shut and die just to stay alive, to forget that we have any rights because our rights will pay for our passing, to accept peace without justice because you count broken windows and we count broken necks. You call it a riot, well, I call it a protest. You think it's violence in the hands of the youth when the first act of violence is in the hands of the police. You want us to peacefully accept our abnormal reality, to accept that 40% of Baltimore's children are homeless, to accept that black unemployment is 46%. You want us to accept our abnormal normality, when reality is about how black boys are treated as problems before they are treated as people, how Muslims are treated as problems before they are treated as people. And yet you ask, why do we teach hate? And I reply to you, we teach love because revolution is based on love. And we know that the condition of a people will not change, so they change what is in their heart. And we will no longer accept your abnormal normality that you have imposed on us. And we will no longer raise our hands in the air, begging, don't shoot. Because we will raise our fists in the air and say, no more.
more time.
Black Lives Matter.
Since we're talking about, since the theme is justice, and as you can notice, a lot of the poems that we've heard today have a very common theme, Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Okay, let's be real here for me, okay? You feel uncomfortable saying Black Lives Matter because you're not black. Mother's Day, I went years ago. I went to Mother's Against Police Brutality. You know what I saw? I saw mother after mother after mother. Doctors, lawyers, judges, presidents of universities, PhDs. Get up and talk. They all had three things in common. They were well-educated, wealthy. They thought that every black child that was killed by the police was doing something wrong. Wrong place, wrong time, shouldn't have had the head sag, shouldn't have worn a hoodie, shouldn't have been in that neighborhood. Until their sons were killed. It ain't a joke. I got sons, I got grandsons. Every time they go out, I don't know if they're coming back. That's reality. Talk about Palestine, because every time you go to rest for they don't know they're coming back. But we live here. Allah put you here for a reason. And that's quite a battle here as well as a battle over there. We can't change anything with Baqi. That's for the Shias of Saudi Arabia. We can complain about it, bear witness about it, but we can't change it. We can't change the Shia Sunni massacres in Pakistan. That's for the Shias over there in Pakistan. We can't change what's going on in Gaza or Palestine. That's for the Muslims there. But you live right here. And any injustice here affects the world everywhere else. Because this is the Belt and the Beast. This is the Great Shaitan. And you better turn around and recognize it. Because that's what's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. Actually, now that I got the microphone, I forgot I was just making an announcement. At the poetry slam right here in this hall with Mulan Bey and Sheikh Abdul Ghani and a few other people. It's open to everybody. We're having a real talk discussion about real talk, about real Islam in this country. So y'all welcome.
Mentioned there's going to be a discussion here after the poetry slam led by Brother Dawood Wali, Mawlana Bey, Osama Zohani. So inshallah, please stick around for that. Next up, we've got a poet from Florida originally. His name spells out justice, integrity, and never-ending ability. What does that spell? So next up, I'd like to call up Jin. This is Osama and welcome. Brother Tahami from Florida. He was formerly Jin Sen. Falling men.
Black Lives do matter, of course. Please. Now, before I start, start with some Skittles. I'm thinking Skittles. I'm thinking Trayvon, the boy who walked down the street, shot by a man who didn't lay arms. And then in court where the system is flawed, the jury votes him and midnight charged. What? Oh man, what a world that we're living in. It don't matter no more if we're innocent. God, I wonder how much more good can we take with this? Like Freddie Gray when he needed that ambulance. A broken spine, brutality is a myth. No time, hope slips. We will not aim for defeat. God on our side is just all that we preach. Don't lose no hope, it's our time to go speak. Eric Gardner. So on. Eric Gardner, you ask who is he? Another victim who said, I can't breathe. Now tell me, please, does justice speak? Because everywhere I go, I just can't stand to see another gun down like a drive-by scene. I guess the 5-0 does whatever it deems. Look at Darren Wilson, made Mike Brown bleed. Now listen, we need more proof, less lies, more truth. Hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. Any one of these killings could have been you. Now to tell you the truth, I see war just to proof. Make your move or be used, like the two can't snooze. While there's riots on the news, then you've gotta see the clues. Violence or peace, stay alive or deceased. And one little question, does justice speak? No, I'll never agree. Chapel Hill was the ending of peace. R.I.P. the Dia and his family. It's not only the cops on the killing frenzy. Racism is in the air like a smoke screen. The truth hurts folks, but it's reality. So we cope and keep hope. Peace will be dope. Inshallah, I live to see the day go. I pray for everyone and anyone who can't go. Another day wondering if they'll get blown. So what? Now for the second piece, I know that the theme is about justice, but I wanted to have a little fun with this, so I get the energy going. So, my friend here, Josh, you know what? We're gonna have a battle. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. So, I thought you better before you can speak. I look up at the top, stomping the yard. I got marshmallows bars, I can conquer the stars. But only if I want, cause there ain't nothing that hard. I can't die, I come back to life like I was jumping the car.
Can't die, no lie, you know my rhymes and stars. While I die, I'm getting big, you fade like a shooting star. I look at you looking stuck like a lung full of tar. Look at me, yeah, flex me and flex me far.
Me and Jay going far, ain't no coming up short. I unemploy these rappers like they ain't been coming to work. You trying to stop me knowing damn well that nothing will work? I will roll on myself like the sun and the earth.
Okay, okay. No. Music plus my mind equals lyrical aggression. E equals MC squared, that's an equation. But me see the envy fear, that's contagious. Cause I'm winning and it's clear, ain't no confusion.
Ain't no confusion, if there is, you were born confused. It's about time to explode, I was born a fuse. I got nothing to win, I got more to lose. Me and Jen go ahead, this is what we born to do.
And please don't mistake, while you still got hope, I just see you paying dues, I just see you cruise, praying to the Lord, don't need a gun as a tool. Faith, my family, truth.
And I believe in my faith, my fam, the crew. So while you're falling for lies, I stand for proof. Illuminati is disguised by the man in suits. So look me in my eyes, I demand the truth.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
that's
good. Thank you.
Next up, we've actually got a brother from, he's currently in California. architect of the Hausa, the Imam Ali Seminary. Please, with a loud salaam, welcome, brother Muhammad Jawad.
Assalamu alaikum. My poem's name is Justice. Justice, something everyone deserves, but it's not completely implemented all throughout this world. It's something that people will tend to agree with, though you have people fully shooting innocent because of the color of their skin. You have people blaming Muslims every time they hear a bomb. It's because people think it was done by 9/11 was done by Muslims. The whole thing was a setup that the government was behind to make Muslims public enemy number one. They were going across the line. You got Israel oppressing Palestine and taking their land. Thousands of families killed all throughout the land. So we protest and make dua because we will make a stand and make this known throughout the world. Please just lend them a hand. The women having trouble wearing pills inside their school just because it's not a thing ignorant kufar are used to. They will make fun of our looks on their head. But hijab is the best thing for women, Fatima Zafra said. These are injustices known throughout the earth. May the enemies of Allah all be cursed. The oppression of this world is at a high degree. So we wait for the awaited Savior, Allah Mahdi. It's our duty, our job, our responsibility to stand up against oppression, subjection, and brutality. This world should be a place of peace and prosperity and have people whose pious, honorable, and have nobility. You can see injustices happening every day, every shape, every form, every single way. There's things that, there's examples that you walk right by without noticing. You don't have to be Muslim for justice, just a human being. There's poverty, starvation that people will ignore. If you were in their place, how would you feel to be ignored? Then there's people who agree with race inequality, though the prophet says that all of us Adam and Eve. And there's abuse, slavery, sexual harassment, taking advantage of women while they go through torment. This is not just, it's not a religious event. And the abusers are so shameless that they won't even repent. These are injustices happening throughout the earth. May the enemies of Allah all be cursed. The oppression of the world is at a high degree. So we wait for the awaited Savior, Al-Mahdi, Salawat.